You're listening to the Uncommon Core podcast with your host, Thomas Howell.
It was a quiet week in Maui, out there in the Pacific Ocean. I was lucky enough to cross this great country from the East Coast to the West Coast, out into the Pacific Ocean island of Hawaii. My friend, who I knew from Delano, California, my hometown, before I moved to New York and before he moved to San Francisco, was getting married. A wonderful thing to get married in a tropical island surrounded by palm trees and exotic flowers. Someone once told me it's what every girl wants. The Hawaiians don't paw at you and treat you like tourists. They make you feel like part of their family. They let you just sit there and bake in the sun without taking out your pocketbook. And the people from Delano to Minnesota to New York City appreciate that. Wonderful people, the Hawaiians. I saw in a recent documentary that they originated in Polynesia and that they traveled over 1,000 miles, hundreds of years before the Europeans, using only the stars and the ocean currents as a guide. Imagine that. They used to welcome visitors with a necklace of flowers called a lei, the Hawaiians did, back in the day, but not anymore. They used to swim to the boats of visitors, topless. I saw in an old movie. The bride and groom had reserved some bungalows for their guests. I stayed with a bartender who looked a bit like a young John Wayne and a comedian with hair like Stephen Perry, the lead ex-vocalist of Journey, long and black. Upon arrival, I was immediately escorted by my new roommates down a little pathway etched through the grass behind our room to a tiki bar by the beach. We stayed there drinking as the sun set over the ocean and on into the night. The only notable thing I remember is seeing my new roommate, the one with the long hair, lean back on his bar stool and down onto the ground in a slow-motion fall that reminded me of someone jumping out of an airplane backwards with his long hair floating out past his face. The wedding was held at the end of a long, windy road which hugged the coast and passed by lava fields, small, tiny homes, and sea cliffs that dropped straight down to the ocean, beautiful cliffs of black basalt. The wedding was held at a grassy clearing at the edge of one of these cliffs. There was a white gazebo, white chairs, and white something else, I'm sure. The cliffs overlooked a small bay where you could almost see the yellow tang swimming amongst the coral. Everything and everyone was perfectly coordinated. The women in white dresses, the men in tan pants and white shirts. I thought it would be okay if I wore black pants, a green jacket, and a red Hawaiian tie, but I was wrong. It clashed horribly, but no one said anything. There was a Hawaiian guitar player playing a traditional steel-string Hawaiian guitar. The music created an atmosphere that made you think it was all a dream. The ceremony began just as the day began to melt away, and a subtle breeze blew across the little meadow. The bride walked along the grass down an aisle between the chairs to the groom, who was waiting under the gazebo overlooking the ocean. They exchanged their vows as the sun set behind them. Afterwards, there was food and a show of Hawaiian girls in hula moving their hips and their hands and arms in that wavy motion, as hula girls do, and shirtless Hawaiian men twirling flaming batons to the beat of drums the way they do. And the night was over. The next day, we had the afternoon to ourselves to regroup before the final reception. So we took it upon ourselves, my roommates and I, to get up early and go down to Snorkel Bob's and rent some snorkels. Once down at the beach, we looked for a place to go into the ocean. We spread out a bit so as not to get in each other's way. I was the first to head out and climb onto a rocky bluff as the others walked farther down to the beach area. It seemed like a good idea at the time to go to the rocks, figuring that's where most of the fish would be. But soon as I got to the end of the rocks, I realized the flaw in my logic. I looked around and was surrounded by sea urchins just under the surface of the rocks in little black holes. As soon as I realized this, I was hit by a violent wave and was knocked over backwards and thrown into the purple, spiked arms of the urchins. I had thorns sticking out my palm and fingers and blood oozing down my wrists. And as the pain shot down my arm, I was hit by another wave and again knocked backwards into a group of urchins. My flippers were knocked off this time and washed into a nearby tide pool. I briefly contemplated my options. I could go after the flippers through the urchins again, or work my way back to the beach in defeat. I opted to go after them. I could see them in the surf getting farther and farther away, but I managed to retrieve them and to work my way back to the beach and to pull all the spines I could out of my hands and feet. And then I went back into the ocean to swim with the sea turtles. Afterwards, my bartender roommate offered to piss on my wounds. Urine is supposed to sterilize them. I took the burden, though, upon myself as best I could. Hot vinegar was also supposed to help, so upon returning to the apartment, I soaked my hands and feet in vinegar. My roommates were very kind to put up with the smell. Later that evening was the reception, where I doubled as a photographer for part of the time. It went something like this. Okay, I'm gonna try to... I should ask you your names. What's your names?
Natalie.
What?
Natalie.
Natalie and, oh, I'm asking your names. You have name tags right on your thing there.
That's right.
Yeah, it's all right. See, I don't know why I have me do this. Okay, but where, and who do you know?
Justine. Justine and Tom.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess everybody's going to know the bride and the groom, right?
We hope.
Yeah, that's kind of a strange question.
We knew
okay.
Justine first, though.
Yeah, it looks pretty good now.
Oh, okay.
I heard about your accident. I hope you
yeah, my falling against the rocks and grabbing hold of the sea urchins. Yeah, so I don't fall in the ocean. Yeah, see, wow. They're leaking their way inside of my hand. They'll work down my arm and into my heart later.
Wow. Did it swell up?
Yeah, it was.
It was pretty bad. It was bad.
Oh, gross.
It's all bloody and gross. Yeah.
Did you go to urgent care?
Urgent care. Hey, that's pretty good.
Almost.
All right, let me get you guys here. All right. I just stepped on your toe. All right. All right, there we go. All right. Got your name badges on there. All right.
Oh, yeah.
Why the name badge? Oh, I guess this is the second time in my life I've ever worn name badges.
No, it was good. We saw four or five turtles.
Turtles are very popular.
Yeah, it wasn't super clear, but it was clear.
Was there a lot of people out there?
No. I mean,
actually, there were hardly any, just us.
I saw one other person.
What was kind of weird is when we were out there snorkeling, there was a scuba diver like right underneath us with all this scuba gear, and we were in the same, and there was people rowing by in their boats.
Yeah, I mean,
it felt a little like out of place.
15 feet of water scuba diver, which was really strange. Like, I'm like, scuba diver! Yeah. Oh my god, this is so cool! Better than, I got more excited about that than the turtle.
Yeah. I was looking for that little treasure chest with the bubbles that come up, you know? That's why I was looking all over for that, yeah.
Did he have the old school helmet, the metal one?
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do next time. Yeah. They ran away. It's okay. It's probably instinctual. Hello.
How are you?
I'm okay.
Good.
I'm Tom also.
I met you at the condo.
Oh, that's right. We met the other night. Yeah,
yeah,
I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, you're the one who got stung today.
I'm the one that got the urchins on my hand. It's already kind of healing up. It must have been the old days when the vampire blood was still there. But it's it was much worse. It's sinking in now, and all that's left are the little black holes.
You know what? That hurts a little.
It does hurt a little bit, yeah. But
you
got to get some pain every now and then. What?
Did you get some good drugs somewhere?
No, actually I didn't. Actually, yeah, he did. But they're just ibuprofen, so they're not that good.
Man.
They're okay. They're like okay drugs.
Oh, yeah.
But it helped, actually, because it was all puffy and swollen at one point. Yeah. Now it's kind of like looks like a normal hand.
I mean,
as much as I have, my hands do. Yes, on my feet side. I don't know how. I was thrown against the rocks.
Well,
so
that's what Toothbrush was saying.
Yeah, and I was. It was for a moment. It was a little scary because I had no control and I had nothing but a urchin in my hand and the slippers came off of my feet. And they're floating away,
and you're going.
And that's how I got the urchins in my feet too. I'm trying to go after my flippers. So, it wasn't even in the water. Didn't even see a single fish. So, yeah. Anyway. So, but it's okay. It makes a story. As long as I don't get infected, I'm okay. You've been snorkeling?
We went snorkeling twice, but we went out on a boat. We went out from.
It's better on a boat. You could jump out overboard, and it's kind of fun.
We went out from a boat, and they did a breakfast and a lunch thing, and then cocktails afterwards.
On the boat?
On the boat.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. So that was nice. They took us to a couple different spots because we were supposed to go to the Molokini Crater.
I think it's better out in the ocean than it is on the land. I don't know why.
We went that way. We went over to Lahaina.
Right.
So we went over there because the seas were just so rough, and they said that.
How deep was it? Because like in Thailand, I did do it away from the shore a bit, and it was still shallow.
And it was fairly shallow because he didn't want to take us out too deep because the seas were so
choppy. Yeah.
So he took us in a little bit closer and took us around some old pier moorings.
Uh-huh.
And the old pier moorings had really worked as an artificial reef. So an artificial reef. A reef had been built.
Now, a pier mooring, it means it's a place to tie up a boat?
Right, but it was old.
Right.
And there were concrete slabs.
So they weren't being used anymore. It was just the fish took over it. Right.
Right.
Or took it over,
just like if you were to dump a boat. You know, they do that. They'll
Right, I know. They dump
a boat. They'll take a freighter and they'll drop it somewhere.
They have all different kinds of ways of doing it. But,
So, anyway, it was nice. We saw some big turtles. We saw one that was
a lot of turtles out here,
turtles because they're protected. So,
but they're not leatherback turtles. There's some other turtles.
These are green.
Green turtles. Green. Yeah.
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 But we were
somebody released those little turtles that they bought from the pet stores.
The painted ones.
Yeah, the little. And they got big because it's the ocean, right?
No, these are green turtles. They're not the painted turtles. They
Okay. Are you sure? I don't know. I think they're the same thing.
So anyway, so we did that. That was fun. But then we rented some snorkels and we went over to one of the beaches where we were told there was some pretty good snorkeling, but my husband Dan ended up with some respiratory cardiac issue type things out in the water.
You got to be careful out there.
He wasn't breathing well through the snorkel.
Oh.
He thought that the valve was screwed up. And instead of saying, 10 minutes out, this thing isn't working. He kept blowing the water out and blowing the water out and blowing the water out. And he was getting
He might have had it at an angle. I did that once before. I had the angle wrong and I was just sucking water up.
Well, whatever. I don't know. So whatever it was.
Hey,
it turned out
you have
all right.
Thing.
I heard you had an issue today. How are your hands?
Look at his hair.
Oh yeah, they're okay. See, I mean they're much worse before. I don't know. I guess the way the spines are in most animals, I think they're, what is that called? They're like this, at like a little V down, so that when you move, they go deeper and deeper. So it's like an
arrow.
I'm hoping they'll just come out the other side of my hand. Yeah.
How'd you get them pulled out?
Then they'll be easier to, huh? I didn't do anything. They're just in there.
Yeah, they're in there.
Well,
they're just in there. No, I didn't go anywhere. No.
In your body.
Yeah, they'll be in my body.
Okay, well, you should probably get them.
Well, they're too deep now. Well, the guy said they'll dissolve because it's calcium.
Oh.
So I've heard that before. My uncle was a scuba diver, but he had one in his whole life in his brain, in his head. He actually got one in his head, and they couldn't take it out. But I don't know if it dissolved. But it didn't dissolve. They still had it in there for a while, so I don't know.
But
I guess.
They say like.
Well, mine probably is the same, but most people.
I had a friend who tripped in her house, and she had a bunch of cactus, and she fell.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly what it's like.
And she fell onto her cactus table, and the cactus, Linda Kleismet, and the cactus table went over, and she continued to fall.
Right.
Both hands had all of the little cactus needles in it, and they told her to put Vaseline on it, because what happens is then, I don't know, it helps her to move out.
Oh, really?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Huh.
You should just put everything you can think of on your hand. Jelly.
Well, the guy told me to put vinegar on it, so I put vinegar in that hand cleaner stuff. I did for most of the day.
Really?
And my feet. Right.
Oh,
I just traded it off.
It's funny, but it's terrible. So.
Yeah, if you saw it, it was funny. It should have been recorded, yeah.
Oh, my God. Did you see some cool stuff afterwards, at least?
Yeah, I saw a bunch of surgeon fish and a bunch of yellow tang. Not a bunch, only one yellow tang. I was surprised. The yellow tang is the yellow one that's round.
The round,
and he's thin. Yeah, they're unique to Hawaii, yeah. I guess it depends on where you were, but I only saw one of those, and I saw some trigger fish, but not a Picasso trigger. Went the other one with the little brown on the side. Oh, I guess it doesn't. And yeah, a file fish, I think.
Apparently.
The long one. Yeah, I think it was a file fish. Yeah, big one, like this big.
Or a needle fish.
Yeah, there was like a whole. Yeah, they had the file fish. They probably had the whole construction crew out there. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. So yeah, it was. What about you guys? Did you see what's out here? I mean, apart from that, the cool fish.
Saw a nurse shark.
Oh, did you? That's what I could have used. Is a nurse shark.
And I saw a
I'm a nurse. Can I help you?
Oh, yeah. There you go.
A turtle, maybe like 5 feet long. Yeah. It was like
we saw a couple
enormous.
Real, real big turtles. And you could swim right next to the turtles. And they don't care. And they just take their little flippers. And
yeah, I noticed that they like seem that. To be used to people following them around.
You're not supposed to touch them.
Yeah.
But then they come up for air, and you can just you know float.
Yeah, I just
them.
Swam them right above it. I'd never done that before. That was kind of neat. Yeah.
I really like, you know, when we're in like relatively shallow water and there are schools of fish, if you're just floating above them,
right. That's fun.
Floating.
It's fun just to float.
50 to 100 fish. And you really realize, you know, how they turn the entire school. You know, that's fun to watch.
I don't know, maybe
it sounds like you're not fish. There was a...
I'm gonna take some pictures.
Oh, I could. Okay, yeah, here. You could give some to me a little bit later.
It was actually a dark brown fish, but it had a stripe on it, and it was about this big, and it had a fin on top, and a fin on the bottom.
Yeah, they were
and
black.
They went different ways. They were dark brown and black, and they had a little stripe along the side. But they went like the two fins went opposite as they were flapping along there.
That one fish. Had the two fins like this, going opposite.
One on the bottom.
Yeah.
Oh, no, yeah, that was probably, it was flat fish. Yeah, that was I think it was a surgeon fish. Yeah. Yeah, or...
That was cool.
Yeah, let's see. Let's see if Siri look up a... On the internet, find a picture of a surgeon fish. I wonder if I'm thinking of the right one. But there's two different kinds. This is a surgeon fish. Is it like that?
Oh, no.
Okay. Maybe then, because you got the nurse shark and the surgeon fish. That's the hospital area. Oh, well, later on tonight, when it gets later, we have a few more drinks. It'll come to us. Yeah, nice talking to you. I should probably get the camera back. You want me to take some more pictures?
I just put it down.
Where is it? Oh, okay. Yeah, we could share.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I got carried away talking about fish, you know. Yeah. Yeah, fish, yeah. No, fish or, you know, pins or... Smile.
Oh, me?
You're turning away. You're not. When you smile, you're not supposed to smile toward her. You're supposed to smile toward the camera. I know I have that effect on people. They're like,
Then it always turns out really cute. So like there's these
get closer. Wait a minute. It's not going.
But really, you're like.
Oh. How was it? I got the picture taking thing. So how was it? The back of that bald guy's head. What? That, we went to the top of the mountain. Did you leave in time?
Yes.
Did you leave in time?
About 2:30.
What's your name? Oh, I always ask people their names when they have it right down here. Oh, that's right. I just recognized you. Do you remember me? I don't know if we've ever met. You had my table for a while.
Your table?
Long, 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 long time ago, I had a little antique table.
I still have it.
Good, because that's a good table. Yeah, that was my table.
It's kind of like
huh?
A bedroom dresser.
It's, yeah, it's an old-fashioned one, yeah.
But I bought it.
Yeah, I know. That's how I know.
I'm still using it.
Yeah, that's good, because it was in my family for a long time, and it's so delicate, it was only a matter of time before I broke it.
Oh.
You know, because it's kind of delicate, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So we wanted someone who appreciated it. So how was your trip to the top of the mountain?
Great.
Did you get there in time? I didn't want you to leave at 1 a.m. and have no sleep. Huh?
We were like the first people there.
Oh, wait, what time did you actually leave? 3, 2, 1?
We got to the store at 3:05, and then I think we left at 3:45.
Got to the store?
Well, the pickup
the bike place.
Oh, okay.
And then they drive you, you know, up, and then I think when we got to the top of the mountain, maybe 20.
It took 20 minutes to get up?
No, it was way longer than that.
Huh? Oh, longer than that?
Oh, way longer.
Oh.
Probably an hour and 15.
You drove in a
big van.
A van, right.
Like, you know,
a lot of people. But you were still the first one there.
We were the first one to the store. And then,
okay.
And then we were the first one to the bottom from our group.
Oh, you took a bike down? Downhill.
Yep.
So did you pedal or did you just like stick your feet on out on other each side and just go, whee! All the way down?
Pretty much.
All the way down.
Oh, okay.
I used the brakes the whole time.
Right.
And it was skinny.
Do you have picture? Do you have a picture?
I don't have pictures of biking.
We have pictures of sunset.
That's what I meant, yeah.
But there was
what? Who was wasted?
I don't know. I'm not saying that she was, but there was a girl.
She was wasted. She was throwing up at like 8 o'clock
in the
morning.
Yeah, we were riding our bike down the hill, and then I saw the girl in the unicorn costume, and she was just...
The girl in a unicorn costume?
Yeah.
Somebody went up there in a unicorn costume? Were there two people, somebody in the front of the unicorn and somebody in the back, and they're walking like that?
No, pajamas, kind of, but unicorn type fish, it wings, too.
Oh, really?
That's a picture of the sunrise.
I was jealous.
Before the sunrise.
Okay, all right. Oh, before, right. You got some clouds.
I took it on my phone. I didn't have it.
Well, this isn't mine. I don't know whose camera this is. Somebody gave it to me and told me to take pictures, yeah.
You must have a trusting face.
Or else they just ripped it off from someone else and they had to get rid of it real quick.
For me, and then yeah. Back at the moment. Probably somewhere in this picture you'll see the unicorn girl, but I've got a clue.
Well, it's all dark.
Just look for the horns.
Part of the... What was her story? Did you talk to her?
Oh, God, no.
No, we just saw her. We're like, look at that girl in the unicorn.
Oh.
They're like,
all right.
Yeah, did you just come from a rave? Like, what's the deal?
From San Francisco, probably.
There are a lot of people up there.
There were. It was very crowded.
Good.
How were those goats?
They were very interesting.
Goat heaven. Goat heaven. Oh, it was great.
It was goat heaven?
Goat.
Goat heaven. That's where I'm probably going to end up.
No, this couple, they're just amazing. Did we already tell you the story?
No.
Okay, they're from an island in the north. Did I already tell you this?
No.
No, they come from an island to the north of Germany.
The goats.
No, the couple that have started the farm, Elsa and whatever. Sorry, I can't remember their names. Their kids were in college.
It's always somebody from Germany that starts some farm here in the U.S., isn't it?
He was a computer software guy. He sold his company. She was a German teacher teaching German.
Okay, sounds like a likely story.
They wanted something new. They came here, like so many people you run into, and said they didn't want to come home. They wanted to retire. And they bought this land that
42 acres.
6 months of complete clearing.
6 months of complete what?
Clearing it. It was all cactus.
Oh.
And so they have 40.
It's very dry in the center of the island. They get no rain.
And now they're all organic.
So why would they buy 40 acres of cactus and just to clear it out? This is like a good deal.
Okay. To make a goat farm.
All right.
And they now.
Oh, you mean the cactus were like natural there everywhere?
Yeah,
it was like a cactus area.
I mean, they weren't doing something bad.
It
they were in
like
faces.
Sounds strange.
West desert.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And, so Josh, they cleared it all. They got goats from other.
So this is Hawaii. This is Maui. So there's cactus here. There were cactus here.
Yeah, in the center of the island. It's all cactus. Well,
I don't think I want to go near cactus. I'll probably fall on it.
Yeah. When you go to the wedding, you'll see cactus.
Oh, okay.
Right past here, there's cactus.
All right.
So anyway, yeah. So they do it all organic. They got some kind of certification award that they're humane.
Oh, right,
they're certified humane farm, which is not that many in
America.
But
do they sell the goats for meat or do they just milk them?
I think they don't. They don't sell.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean that's.
They sell milk and cheese.
Did you taste the goat milk?
No, we tasted the cheese. They do. We have some for brunch for you to try.
You have some goat milk.
No, we got
cheese. Goat cheese.
Oh, okay.
Well, Mike, the grocery store in Queens, has goat milk. It's a Chinese grocery store, which is weird. I don't know. A lot of people like goat milk.
Yeah, we have a lot of
goat milk.
Yeah. I guess maybe that's why.
Yeah. So they don't sell them for meat. And if a goat gets sick, they during trial and error, they don't want to see them suffer. They put them on antibiotics and then don't use them for their herd anymore.
Do you? Could you feed them with your hand and stuff like that, and pet them and ride them?
Those are better than pugs.
I don't know about that.
And I like pugs.
Yeah. Well, I like goats. Sure, they're nice. When I was a little kid, and I think I was shy, and I had, your very first school you go to, kindergarten or something, or pre-kindergarten, they had a goat. I remember that. My mom left me, and I cried, and I would sit inside, and I didn't want to go outside, and the teacher said, but you know, there's a goat out there. So I used to go, and I used to feed and pet the goat.
Oh, so you
and I would just spend all my time with the goat. So I had a goat friend,
That's the way we started out. We were part of a school and we had goats.
Yeah, I don't know. That's good. It's the petting zoo thing, right? It's the goats.
We were trying to milk them and do dairy at the school that we started.
I mean, petting zoos always have goats, though, right?
Oh, yeah,
yeah, goats and rabbits and guinea pigs.
The females.
Yeah.
The goats. The bucks are.
Yeah, so anyway, we had chickens and goats, so we like goats. But we were working on our master's in psychology, and so we used them for an experiment of behavior modification.
Maybe you can take pictures of us making our toast, though, Tom.
Make it? Okay.
I'll try to be dramatic.
Hold on a second.
Anyway, we just wanted to thank everybody for coming.
We know that it was a big journey, but we really appreciate...
You guys are us.
For everybody. We really appreciate you guys, though, making the effort to be with us for this weekend. And we really are glad that everyone's here. So, eat. Enjoy.
Cheers.
And tomorrow we'll have...
What's up, man?
Tom, do you know Saeed?
Oh, yeah.
Saeed?
We go way back, Tom.
Oh.
We go way back, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Hal, you have better taste.
Wait, is this the guy that ratted you out while you did five
years
in? Yeah,
you just don't know me well enough.
That's
but I haven't seen him in easily 12 years.
Yeah, at least. That's being kind.
The last time I saw you was at your place.
I went to Thailand in 2002.
Right. No, go ahead. That's right.
Yeah.
It was.
That's 2002. That's like, yeah.
We were at your place in.
Where?
Your place in San Francisco.
Right.
Right. Yes. All right. And we had a good time.
You gotta tell me you're wired.
I thought he did. No, it's cool though.
Yeah. No. And then that's when you were saying you were moving to Thailand.
When I was what?
Moving to Thailand.
That's right. That's right.
And how long were you?
That's right.
Thailand?
We celebrated a little bit before I left. Yeah.
How long were you there?
I was there until 2007. Or seven, around
where
seven, yeah. Huh?
Where?
I was in Bangkok, mostly.
I find on my phone, but I've got this picture. I'm sitting in the traffic light in Bangkok, and I look over. There's a dad driving a moped.
A dad.
Right. Mom is behind him.
Right.
Between them is a kid.
Right.
A kid on the handlebars.
Right. I've seen that.
On the rear seat.
Right. They're all piled
family,
up on the motorcycle.
On a moped. It's not even like a real motorcycle. It's like a little, no helmet.
Balancing.
No helmets.
Yeah.
Middle of rush hour in Bangkok. It was like...
I know, I've seen that kind of thing. You see it every now and then.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird. I've even seen a pug. There's in the Mo Chit, where my pug comes from, my dog. I got my dog there, brought him back.
Yeah.
I don't know if you knew that.
No.
Yeah, I got him at the, you know, the weekend market, right?
Jack the Jack?
I said Mo Chit. I should have said Jack the Jack. Jack the Jack market, JJ market. Got my pug there. But there's a pug that lives there with in one of the stores, and the people drive him around, and he balances his back feet on the seat. And his front feet on the handlebars, and he moves it, and they go like regular speed with this pug.
I know that.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
But
it's a cool place, you know. I'd have a hard time living there.
It did get tough after a while. Yeah.
You know, the weather wears on me. It's just
Sorry.
One of the reasons I got it was because.
Right. I guess we should get something.
What do you mean?
Get something to eat.
Oh yeah. All right. Yes. Okay.
Here, I'll stop. So just give me a second over here. What did she just say?
They rescue
sharks. You rescued some sharks?
Yes.
Yeah. They fed some sharks.
And we fed some turtles.
And we rescued.
You rescued sharks from shark fin soup? An injured sea urchin. I wonder, maybe I'm the one that injured him.
No, did we?
An injured, really? So they have an injured sea urchin place,
no,
huh?
We get it.
That's what I would get is thrown in jail for getting falling on an urchin.
And the worst part was that.
Worst part? I thought you were having fun.
No, this is the worst part. We had to hold hammerheads. We had to eat raw shrimp, and it got blood all over our hands.
Raw tuna and raw. You mean the tuna fish?
No, and the squid.
And the squid. Oh, that's not blood. That's ink.
No.
Oh.
We were feeding the hammerhead
sharks.
Yeah, we were feeding them.
Baby ones.
Oh, that sounds like a nice place to take your kids out to hammerhead shark feeding. Here you go. Feed. Why don't you kids feed? Go feed the sharks.
After we were feeding them, we had a hard time trying to get it off because it smelled like squid.
Yeah, it's hard to get that fish smell off your hands.
Now it's gone.
It
really bothered them that their hands smelled.
It really sounds like you guys had a lot of fun.
Today!
Wow. Maybe I'll go there. How far is it?
Half an hour. It's in, on the way to Lahaina.
Okay, I'm afraid the sharks would attack me.
No, they're in a tank.
They'll find a way.
I was going to say, you might want to stay.
Yeah.
They touched a jellyfish, too.
Oh.
Mommy,
ones that can steam.
Mommy,
you touched a jellyfish?
Mommy, the stingray.
Yeah, the stingray.
What kind of jellyfish was it? Was it a grape jellyfish?
No, it was a box jellyfish.
A what?
A box of them, and they're extreme.
A what jellyfish?
No, a moon jellyfish.
Moon jelly?
I'm joking.
A moon jelly?
Moon jelly bat. Oh, and when we went to the moon jelly, we also learned about moon jellies, too.
You also learned what?
About moon jellies.
Moon jelly, that's the name of the fish?
Yeah.
Do you like fish? Do you guys like fish?
No.
Really? No, do you like fish to look at?
No.
Kinda. Where they're growing like sea monkeys.
Growing real sea monkeys or brine shrimp?
Brine shrimp.
I want them to look like they did on the package. No, I want the sea monkeys to have the little crown and have the little...
I know, that was very disappointing.
Yeah. I want to become a scientist and make the real sea monkeys like they... They had a cart... I think South Park did a thing on that. It was great. You mean seahorses. I used to have seahorses.
They had seahorses, but they didn't have the sea... You know, with the brine shrimp, which they call sea monkeys. Mm-hmm. They raise those and feed to the jellyfish and stuff.
Right. Yeah, you have to put nutrition in the sea... I had a bunch of that. I used to have seahorses. Yeah, different kinds, yeah.
They're pretty amazing, yeah.
Yeah, the little baby ones from Florida, they're called dwarf seahorses. They're not actually babies, they're dwarf seahorses. They're easy to keep because you just feed them brine shrimp that you feed. You feed the brine shrimp, you know, and then you feed that brine shrimp to the seahorses. But the other seahorses, they won't live that long on that. But you can buy special tank raised seahorses that will eat a variety of food that you prepare, like frozen food.
French fries,
and that's the way to go, I guess. They're very, very hard to keep.
They move. It's kind of hard. I mean, it doesn't seem like they do anything except extend their tail.
Their little tail, yeah.
But they move up and down like pretty quick, and you're like, you don't see any fins. You're just like, how are they moving?
It's that little dorsal fin. That's what it is, yeah. And then their body. They kind of like angle. It's like the dorsal fin, and then they angle their body kind of like a reverse rudder. Yeah, it's cool. Did you see the baby? Did you see the seahorses eat?
Yes, they fed them.
Yeah, that's the cool part. I used to love that. Yeah.
That was the best part.
Are you a turtle? It was really cool.
Did you actually see some turtle?
I did. They talked about it.
Maybe I'll try to go there tomorrow.
The sea turtle kept flapping me in the face. Yeah, it was like this.
Really?
So
he would just sit there and then slap you and then sit there for a while and slap you again? What you posed for a picture with the sea turtle?
Yeah.
They probably wanted you to get off his back.
So how we were doing it, and it kept slapping my face. So how we were doing like all the things.
What?
A special tour.
Oh, it was a special tour.
And
it's called Fin and Flippers or something.
Yeah, it's Fin and Flippers.
Was it a real sea turtle?
And we got to take pictures next to it.
Huh.
And it flapped me in a face.
They probably train it to do that.
It's six babies.
Does Justine still have her fish?
Oh, wow. Well, it's a new era. Yeah, I understand. Yeah, some fish are very hardy and you get attached. I had a clownfish that lived through like two earthquakes in San Francisco and two relocations and moves. A clownfish, you know, for some reason he lived through more than I wanted him to live through. Like four relationships and he was still there judging me. I don't know. But yeah, some of them just live forever, it seems.
Yeah, what's the new fish? It's a beta. We had one.
Diamond. They're great. Oh, yeah. Prince's fish lived a long time.
We had one that lasted a while. It was a beta fish.
Yeah. It's kind of cool to have them live a long time. Yeah.
Like, we got a tank that was, I think the other one we put in was sick.
They
blow up.
You had a tropical tank then, right?
Yeah, they blow up.
Yeah, that's a lot of work.
I had salt water, I had different ones. Some for fish, some for coral. Seahorses require a special tank.
There's a lot of work.
Yeah, I had it hooked up to another tank to filter it, or in a sump. and a tank specifically to raise, because the normal seahorses in the ocean, you can't just feed them brine shrimp. You have to feed them rotifers, and they probably do a special thing there, but they usually, you have to feed them rotifers and other little animals that live in the gravel, and so you have to raise those. So I had a separate tank
like
to raise those. Yeah, and it was connected, and I would get those out and put them in the other tank for them to eat. You know, because like I said, brine shrimp wasn't enough, and to feed the rotifers, I had to raise the, zooplankton. And for the zooplankton, I had to raise photoplankton. I had the whole ecosystem in my little studio apartment in Leavenworth Street in San Francisco. It was kind of cool, though, because the photoplankton was in this tube, and it was all dark green. You know, and the zooplankton was orange, and then I had the... Yeah, it was kind of cool, you know. It's just for fun. Oh, wow, we got it. Dessert.
Where'd you live in San Francisco?
Well, you know, back in the day, you could move around. It wasn't that expensive. So I moved around a lot of places. I lived in the Mission. I lived right off of 16th and Mission. I lived in Potrero Hill, right off of Misery Street, between the projects and the hump. I loved it. And off on Leavenworth Street. So, you know, I lived in different places. Yeah, I think San Francisco is one of the best cities around. It used to be. I think it still is. You know.
I've never lived there. I mean, I've always lived close to it, but you know, I haven't spent a lot of time there. But everybody I know that's ever lived there always says, "Oh, I loved it. You know, I had a great..."
Yeah.
Time. I've never heard
anybody
say, "Oh, it's..."
That's one of the things about it. Yeah. Every now and then you'll get someone who doesn't like it, but that's because they're looking for something specific, and it's not that. San Francisco is very laid back and very just, you know, pretty, you know?
Yeah, it is beautiful.
Yeah, it's just the hills and the scenery and the people are weird. Some, like, LA people don't think they're all pretentious. The LA people hate San Francisco people. San Francisco people don't like LA people because they're distinctly different ends of the spectrum. Yeah.
But New York, I mean, the weather there is the only thing for me that's
cold. Oh, I hate it. I hate the weather there. It's brutal. I didn't even know it was going to be that cold. I would not have moved there if I knew it was going to be so cold. Yeah, you get like, the problem is you have from November and December, you have like a normal cold winter that goes down to zero and it snows. And then you get these Arctic, they give them names now. I don't know what. They give them these Arctic polar vortex things that come down from the Arctic. And then you get these things that blow in off of the ocean. You know what I mean? Which are also cold. So we had like two or three different things coming in. We had a month of this Arctic stuff and a month of this. Yeah, it's like as soon as one ends, another one, as soon as this one goes up, the other one pulls in. Yeah, it was awful. I think this year was weird for the whole country, though. But New York, I mean, even in springtime, I think it snowed on, you know, spring day. So when I left, it was still fluctuating 30 and 40 degrees. That's freezing, you know?
You don't have any exit plan, like for warmer weather?
I have an exit plan as soon as I get my bills paid off and student loan made. I don't know. Yeah, as soon as I have a way of leaving. It's hard to leave.
Right.
It's hard to leave. It's hard to move. Yeah, you're trying to get trapped. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's like Grizzly Adam going up into the mountains with all his stuff, and then 3 weeks in, he said, "Hey, this sucks. What am I going to do now?" So I don't know, yeah. Do you guys like octopuses?
Octopi.
Oh, is it octopi? What if there's more than one? That's octopi? Octopus is one?
Octopus is not proper grammar.
Oh. What if there's different kinds of octopuses?
Yeah, there is octopi.
Then you say, I think you say octopuses if it's different types of octopuses. But octopi, if it's the same type in more than one. I don't know, maybe. I'm just trying to catch you. Shut up.
I bet you Tom H. was very, very interested in what he learned about pill bugs.
No. Pill bugs? You mean sow bugs? We used to call them sow bugs.
Or roly-polies.
Yeah.
They're crustaceans.
They're not insects.
Oh, really?
They have bones.
No, they don't even have, they're invertebrates, that's right.
They're not invertebrates?
She did a life cycle project. She said pick an animal. She picked...
Cell bug. So they have, are they vertebrates? Do they have a backbone?
No.
That's why they're always running away. They have no backbone. Oh, they do. So that's it's really a crustacean? Oh, that's interesting. Now they got, what is it, Janis Joplin now?
Airplane.
Oh, Jefferson Airplane.
Look at you, old school man.
My rabbit.
So didn't Janis Joplin ever sing this? No? Is Jefferson Airplane only? Grace Slick, you mean? Before they were Jefferson Starship. Yeah.
Look at you.
Now, is Alice in Wonderland? Well, I guess that's... Oh, yeah.
The guy that wrote Alice in Wonderland.
Oh, okay. I know it was full of Kabbalistic stuff, and he was into kids. Lewis Carroll, right?
Yeah. There's a lot of math.
He used to paint kids.
Mathematics behind.
Oh, really? I think he maybe he didn't paint. I think he photographed children. Kind of like that. Some people have said that because he photographed children dressed as adults, like reclining on the couches and stuff. Yeah, you look it up. I think it was photographs. It might have been paintings, but I think it was photographs. Yeah.
And you know, you go on the stage and do your thing, and then you go back and you listen to yourself, what you sit on the stage, delivering it, and you know, oh, I should keep this. Oh, I find this is funny because people laugh, and I didn't think it was funny because that's really, you don't really know till you. Till you say it.
Do you get surprised a lot? What's funny? What's not funny?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you get to the point, you're in the zone.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
Like, you know, preachers preach on Sunday. It's just you're in the zone. And people just feeling it. So I had that. And at that point, like, I was so concentrated on what I was saying, and it just comes out. And I was just saying, like, well, it was like a part of the routine that I wrote it, but like it wasn't really legit that I thought it would be. But like people just go like this, froze instead of laughing. So I go, oh, this is good.
That's good if they applause. Okay.
They are feeling. It means they're feeling you.
Yeah.
Because like you go to like jazz sessions or whatever, and I'll be in an audience, and I just start feeling the music, and like it go, you know, people go solos and everything. Like, oh, this is good. Oh, it's kind of thing.
Oh, right. All right.
So, but like a lot of people like. Being a comedian or like just getting to the game not too long, and they're just afraid of the silent. Silent means, it doesn't mean it's bad. It means You have to take it that way. It could be bad, but like you have to take it to positive way that silence is good. Take it to that because people are listening to you.
Yeah, right.
So
they're not talking over you. They're not.
Yeah, punchline's not coming yet, but people are listening to you. So that's a good thing. So, like, for things I was, somebody told me that don't afraid silence. Don't. People are listening.
Don't be afraid of the silence, yeah.
You can be. You can be afraid of silence. So, you know, it's like you're afraid of shadow throws around you.
That's a great way of looking at silence in general.
Yeah. But, you know, don't
But also
afraid.
With Paul Mooney, like the stuff that he was doing on Chappelle's show, it's like really, really socially critical too.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
He's talking about like serious racial issues.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then all of a sudden he takes this, you know, 180 or whatever, and it's like absurd.
Just ease whatever he had been saying. He's just easy.
One of the things I respect about that is the fact that it's like flipping, I mean, it's classic because this happens in a lot of different areas, but it's like flipping the script on racial privilege, because in that moment when the entertainer is being responsible for directing the show,
right,
and leading their audience through these really serious issues, like they're the one in power.
Yeah.
I think that's amazing.
So yeah, I mean, same thing too. George Carlin.
Yeah, yeah.
I love him. I mean, he's got like some kind of opinion. I mean, he's got like opinions.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
Yeah. His thing, and he also ease it his way. It's not like not easing as like being stupid, but he gets to the point.
I mean, these guys, like, if you look,
he's very opinionated.
They're some of the major, they're the people that are crafting major commentaries on what's happening in society, in this country.
It's just opinion. You're just talking about your opinion.
Yeah. But people, it resonates with people. That's why
it does.
Laugh.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it. That's the reason I love it. I couldn't do it.
Just, like you talking about race, the prior talking about a drug problem, something makes you relatable so that people are open to hearing what you have to say about social stuff.
So there's some stuff I talk about, like, yeah, like, you know, stereotype thing is that, like, Asian people don't know how to drive.
Like, Margaret Cho does that a lot.
Yeah, I'm sure she did. I got about like 10 minutes beat about Asian people don't know how to drive.
Did you catch stuff like that when you were in Fresno as a kid?
No, I was born and raised in Japan. I just went to school in Fresno.
You went to school
in Fresno State? Yeah, Fresno State.
Oh, okay.
My thing was back then TV. And, you know, I gotta find funny shows, gotta be funny shows somewhere out there. And I found this show, it was Martin, remember Martin?
Oh, yeah.
So,
I did love that show.
I have like all the copies and everything. Like, all the
copies?
Yeah, I have all DVDs. And, like, I was flipping the channels one night. And, oh, he's doing his thing.
Is he really?
He has been doing a stand-up thing there.
Martin?
Wouldn't
this fun?
Anybody could be a jerk.
Yeah, absolutely.
But, found that and started watching Martin. And I picked up the words from Martin shows. That was so funny to me. Even though I didn't understand what they were saying. Not a little bit. I mean, I just.
How did you know they were funny then?
You hear the laughter.
It's true, laughter.
The laugh track?
Laughter, yeah.
Dude,
you hear laughter and it's gonna be funny. People are laughing. It's a logic thing. You don't.
Well, I'm not into laugh tracks.
I'm not either.
You don't have to understand language to know what's funny.
Yeah, just watching him in the Sinead outfit.
No, wait a minute.
But you got the fact that this is supposed to be funny because you heard the laugh track.
Laughter,
so
yeah.
After a while, you got a sense of the language. That's what you're saying, right?
Yeah. So I picked up the words, whatever.
Yeah.
He goes like, what's
the pacing and all that stuff.
I did all that. I didn't even know what I was saying.
Yeah.
Did you do any comedy when you were in Japan? Like, was that an interest before you came here?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Always. That's probably, yeah, that's why I was in a theater major.
Oh, that's right.
Makeup and stuff.
Yeah.
So are people gonna, people gonna stay or are they gonna go? I've been trying to think about what kind of drink to get in the last 20 minutes or more, longer.
You missed last call.
No, I didn't.
Well, I mean, the waiter came around and said last call.
Oh, the waiter for here.
Yeah.
I didn't get close at 12, 2 or something like
that. Oh, you mean the open bar?
The open bar, she's
the open bar
open
part.
Bar is closed. The bar's open to like 12 or something.
Well, I could go around the little tables and drink all the alcohol that other people didn't drink.
Yeah, there's a bar right by the snorkeling place, too.
Is there?
Yeah, there really is.
I think so. I'm pretty sure there were people coming out drunk last night.
It's a bar.
So you can walk over there.
And that's the news from Maui, where the urchins are strong, the people are friendly, and the fish are good looking. Thank you, Garrison Keeler, for inspiration. Tom and Justine for inviting me to your wonderful wedding, and congratulations to Aya, who now has a baby sister. We now have a temporary merchandise page at hugthepug.com. That's www.hugthepug.com. Hugthepug.com.
You've been listening to the Uncommon Core podcast with Thomas Howell. I'm Satoko Smith. Thank you for listening.